Okay, so the last point that we were discussing is that we're always, you know, maximally motivated, let's say, to get the Eved Ivri, you know, out of his avdus. We want to be merachim on him, not just when he's, you know, nitma ben ovdei kochavim. And so, you know, we derived that from od rabos bashanim, v'chiesh, you know, shanim arukos, or shanim kitzaros. And we said that this is, you know, covering the case, Mr. Kigner. That's correct. In the flesh. So what we have is a very, very important idea, I think, that, you know, we're Yado al ha'aliona from the perspective of the Eved Ivri, and the whoever the purchaser is always Yado al ha'tachtona. So if he increases in value or decreases in value, we always measure it by the lower amount for purposes of redemption. Okay. So you would have thought, the Gemara says, just to review, ha'la'inin pidyo nachmir alayim the Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, that maybe we should be machmir, because how does a person end up in Eved altogether? We said, based on Avak Shvias, V'achla, V'laliskora, that he was trying to monetize the Kedusha Shvias. So, Kamash Malan, that we don't accept that as sufficient. Midi Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina is not enough, and we're going to be Merachim, as Rashi says, I'll call Yisrael. So, Amrav Nachri, Yitzchak, Trey, Kraiksiv, Iksivim, Od Rabos, Bashanim, Iksivim, Ma'at, Nishar, Bashanim, V'chishanim, Merubos, Visheishanim Uatos, El Nisrabe Kaspo, Mikesef Miknaso, Nismite Kaspo, Kefishanab. So again, if the price increased, so then you go by the purchase price, Kesef Miknaso, Nismait Kaspo. If the price decreased for whatever reason on the market, right, let's say the market is flooded with, you know, potential avadim, so he's worth much less, so then Kefishanab, you just do it based on the amount of years, you know, which remain. Okay. So v'emahachi kamar hecha da'avid treyu pashlei dalid. Let's say he worked for 2 years and he's got 4 years left in terms of getting to six. Nesiv le dalid. So we're going to say that it's four. Mikesef miknaso. Right. So that's why we have the pasuk, or the clause rather. Mikesef miknaso. We use the kesef. That was the price of transaction. Of a dalid, upashale tarte. But if he worked 4 years and there were 2 years remaining, nesiv tarte, that he should have to remain for another 2 years, kifi shanav. So in that situation, we just say kifi shanav, that he would have to stay in, you know, based on that clause in the pasuk, another 2 years. Im kein echtav kra, im od rabos shanim, im at nishar shanim. My bishanim. So what is this bishanim? Nisra bekaspo, if his price actually increased, bishanim, over the course of the years, mikesef miknaso, so then he can be redeemed using the purchase price. Nismaid kaspo bishanim, but over time, if the amount reduced, kifi shanav, then you're allowed to use that reduction as well. So it's not just the straight value, but we'll adjust it in his favor. All right. So I'm Rav Yosef Darshin, Rav Nachman, Lahani Krai, Kisinai. So let's say, make a case very simple. An Eved Ivri was sold to an Ovid Kochavim for $100, and there's $50. So should we hand $50 over to the Ovid Kochavim and say, you know, why don't you take the $50 and we'll cut the period in half? Okay, in other words, pay for half up front. Can you do that? So, there is a halacha in background that's helpful to know, called the halacha of a sedei achuza, that a sedei achuza can only be redeemed for full price. So if I sold my sedei achuza for $100, I can only redeem it for $100. I can't redeem a quarter of it and another half of it. I have to have come up with the full amount. So, the Gemara says, gulaso gulaso mi sedei achuza gamar mas sedei achuza enu nigal lechatzayin av hai nami enu nigal lechatzayin odilma lekula amrinan. That we're not going to apply this hekesh from stei achuza in such a, you know, machmir manner, right? Because if you have $50 for the Eved Ivri who was sold to an Ovid Kochavim, we can knock 3 years off. Let's just knock 3 years off. Okay, so samarle lav amrit hasam nimkar kulo v'lochetzio. So, hachanami nigal kulo v'lo chetzio. So, you want to say, based on gzeiros hakasav, that indeed we cannot redeem the Eved Ivri lechatzayin. Tamar Abaye, im timti lomar nigal lechatzayin mishkachas la lekula ulechorma. The interesting thing is, he says, if you would allow it, maybe you won't allow it, but if you would allow it, it could actually work out both in his favor and also not in his favor. In his favor, we understand, you could just knock off a number of years. But Abaye says it has to do with fluctuating markets. Lekula, the obvious kula case is Zavne b'meya. So let's say the Eved Ivri was sold to the Oviko Chavim for $100. So Yav Le Chamishin, right? So you know, you say you pay off half of the years, and let's say there are only going to be 3 years left. Palga de Dami, Ve'eshbach. And then all of a sudden, right, the market price of this Eved Ivri went up dramatically. Ve'kam al Masad. And instead of being an Eved worth 100, he immediately became an Eved worth 200. So the good news is that you already paid off 50% of the terms of service. Okay? So Iyamar Nigal Chatzan, if you said when I gave the $50 for the $100 sale price, I was able, that was accepted. Iyamar Nigal Chatzan, so Yayv Le Meya Vinafik. Right? Then it's wonderful because all you have to do is pay 100 now and he'll go out because currently his value is 200. Half of his value has already been paid off. However, so basically it's just a pikadon, right? It's like you guy gave this guy, this adon, $50, but he's not nigal l'chatzayin. So now what do you have to do to pay it off? You'd have to pay another $150. So that's how geula l'chatzayin, if it did exist, the Gemara seems to say it doesn't exist, but if it did exist, it could work out as a big kula for the Eved. Okay. So the Gemara wants to know, it says, V'ha mar nisraba kaspo mikesef miknaso, didn't you say that we always, you know, we never allow the market fluctuations to get in the way of the redemption of an Eved Ivri, we always use the lower amount. In this case, the sale price would be the lower amount. So the Gemara says, kagon de okir, vizal the okir. So this is a little bit of an unusual case. He got more expensive, then he got cheaper again, and then he got more expensive. So Rashi explains, Shekinau b'masayim, v'huzal v'amad almana, then he went down to 100, v'chashiv like fishanav, and you were going to get ready, right? Get him out of there at the 100 value. He said, now we can really get him out cheaply. V'nasan lo chamishin v'lo hispik ligmor pidyonu atzuhukar v'amad almasayim. So now the thing is, he's back to the sale price. So both the current price and the sale price are the more expensive prices. So you'd have to use 200. Okay, so that's what we've established. All right. Okay. So mishkachas l'chumra. How can it work out not in the Eved Ivri's favor? So let's say zavne b'masan. So an Eved Ivri was purchased by an Ovi Kochavim for $200. So yayev meya. So you gave 100. And again, we're saying here, in theory, that we have a geula l'chatzayin. So now we should be able to knock off half of his term of service based on this 100. So palgi d'dami v'ichsef. Now he's worth even less. V'kam almeya. So he was sold for 200, now he's only worth 100. Siyamar nigal l'chatzayin. If you'll say that when you paid the 100, it was accepted as half. So nonetheless, yoyev l'chamshin v'nafik, right? So you still owe the guy 50 because you owe him half of his current value. V'iyamar ein nigal l'chatzayin. But if you'll say that there is no gula l'chatzayin, you basically just handed the guy 100. Hanach meya pikadeninu gabei yov l'nihalei v'nafik. You don't owe him a cent more because his current value is 100, and you know 100 is good enough. Okay, very good. In any event, this all seemed somewhat academic because the Gemara was making the point that just like a steachuza isn't nigal l'chatzayin, and Eved Ivri is also Eino nigal l'chatzayin. So ba'i minei Ravuna bar Chinna mirav sheshes hamocher bayis bebatei arechoma nigal l'chatzayin o eino nigal l'chatzayin. So, you know, the whole sugya of arechoma is really fascinating. So ishkim kor beis moshav irchoma is a separate entity from selling a steachuza. And the basic principle is, I have a year to redeem it, and if I don't redeem it, eino yotze biyovel. The principles of yovel don't apply. So Rabbi Shimon, who's Doresh Taima Dekras, we'll see, says, you know, we should be maximally motivated in this case to allow a person to do anything possible, to borrow money and to redeem it in parts. We should, you know, be maximally motivated to help this guy out. So we want him to get his house back. So Baal Minei Rav Huna Bar Chana Mevshesh Namocher Bayis Bebat Erei Choma Nigal Lachatzan Oye Nigal Lachatzan Gulasa Gulasa Mistei Achuza Gamar Mastei Achuza Enu Nogelas Lachatzan Av Hai Nami Enu Nigal Lachatzan Odelma Heichi Degali Gali Heichi Degali Lo Gali So Amar Leim Midrash Al Shor Bishu Nishma Shalova Vegoel Vegoel Lachatzan. We'll pull out every kula in the book and then some. He should borrow the money and redeem it. He should redeem it in pieces. Tatanya im gaol yigalas hasadem elamed shalove vegoel vegoel vechatzayin. And Rabbi Shimon explains, Rabbi Shimon is always doresh time b'dekra. Matam levisha matzina mocher steyachuza sheyafa kocho shemigia yovel v'nigar chazer esabala b'yovel. So we don't have to be so lenient on him if he doesn't have all the money now. So let him wait for the Yovel. If he needs to borrow the money, let him wait for the Yovel. Makes perfect sense. Makes very good sense. Okay. However, when it comes to the, Batei Arei Choma, you're going to lose it in the Yovel. Okay, so the Gemara says, let's bring in another case. Makdish, a person who's Makdish is Sadeh. So Makdish is like, Batei Arei Choma, because in the Yovel, it doesn't go back to the person who was Makdish. It actually is Mischalekes, the Kohanim. It goes to the Kohanim. So likewise, if you have a person who's Makdish, Shehura Kocho, Shemigia Yovel, V'lo Nigal, Ayot to the Kohanim B'Yovel. So Yafa Kocho, Shalov V'Goel, V'Goel L'Chatzayin. So Hai Mocher Bayis, Batei Arei Choma, Nami, Hoel, V'Hura Kocho, Shimalalo Shana Tzmima, if a year passes, Me'es La'es, Velo Nigala Nechlat, right, then the house is never coming back. Yafa Kocho, we're maxly motivated, like a Makdish Sadeh, to allow him to redeem it out, Lo Vive Goel or Goel L'Chatzai. Borrow money and to redeem it, or to redeem it piecemeal. All right, so that's what we think. That's a Shita of Rabbi Shimon. So Esve, Im Gaol Yigal, Melamed shalove v'goel v'goel l'chatzayin. Sheyachol v'lo dinu ma'mocher stei achuza sheyafe kocho shemigia yovel v'nigala chozeres l'bayla v'yovel hurakoch shalove v'goel v'goel l'chatzayin makdish hurakocho shemigia yovel v'lo nigala yotz l'kohanim v'yovel enu din shurakocho shalove v'goel v'goel l'chatzayin. So the Gemara wants to now present them. We'll see that this is actually the sheet of the Rabbanan in just a second. Say, forget about being Dorish time of the cross. Stop feeling so bad for people. It was his decision to be Makdish Isada. It was this guy's decision to sell his house in Yir Choma. And they have to live with the consequences of that. And those are generally situations where you have fewer rights, not more rights. So in the case of Estei Achuza, when you have Yovel rights, it's coming back to you. So if you, in that situation, can't redeem it piecemeal, nor can you borrow the money for purposes of its redemption. So Kavachomer that you can't do that in the case of Makdish, and Kavachomer you can't do that in the case of Batei Arei Choma, where you have fewer rights. So the Gemara says, Mala Mocher Stei Achuza Shekein Hura Kocho Ligoel Miyad. Now, Mocher Stei Achuza isn't necessarily a case where you have more rights, because Mocher Stei Achuza is a case where there's a 2-year refractory period. There's a 2-year period after you are mocher, your stei achuza, when you cannot redeem it. We don't want people to sell their fields, so we basically, the Torah established the knas, a refractory period that he's not going to be able, we're making good time, we should be able to get to Chaval from Adbeis, I just wanted to check, that there's a refractory period where he cannot redeem it back for another 2 years. Okay, Tomer b'makdish yavo kochol ligal miyad, but a person is makdish esada, so he has rights that a stei achuza doesn't have. So mocher bayis batei arei choma yochiach sheyafa kocho ligal miyad. He's like a makdish. He can redeem it right away. Ve'ein lo v'goel v'goel l'chatzayin. So lo kasha, the Gemara says, harabanan harabbi Shimon. So it turns out that it's the minority view of Rabbi Shimon who allows us, in the case of makdish sada and bayis batei arei choma, to be lo v'goel, to borrow money for purposes of redemption, as well as to be goel l'chatzayin. Once again, Tani Chad Lo Vegol Vegol Chatzane V'Tani Idach Ein Lo Vegol Vegol Chatzayin Lo Kasha Harabanan Ha Rabbi Shimon. Some of the Rav Acha by the Rav of the Rav Ashi Ikal Mifrach Ma Lemocher Bayis Batei Arei Choma Shekein Hura Kocho Ligoel LeOlam. Once a year passes, Tomar B'Makdish Sheyafa Kocho Ligoel LeOlam. If I am Makdish my Sade, I am still able to redeem it past the year. Right, the din should return, colloquially. Tesi b'me'atzad. So let's go through me'atzad, meaning it's yotzei mibein shneihem. We'll combine the dinim. Mocher steyachuz yochiach, mocher steyachuz b'rivshi avakocho ligoel le'olam. V'ein lo v'goel v'goel le'chatzain. A person who sells a steyachuza, right? You have this 2-year refractory period, but after that you can redeem it at any point, right? After the 2-year period has passed. And nonetheless, you can't borrow the money to redeem it, nor can you redeem it piecemeal. So malamochers steyachuz shekenhu rakoch ligoel miyad. You're still not able to redeem it right away for the first 2 years. Mocher bayis vateri choma yochiach v'chazar din lo rizek rizeh hatzada shava shabahen shenig alin v'ein lo v'vegol v'gol chatzah and afani avi makdish shenigal v'ein lo v'vegol v'gol chatzah. So now we want to say, right, according to the majority position, according to the Rabbanan, in none of these cases, 1, sadeh achuza, 2, makdish sadehu, 3, mocher bayis vateri choma, in all 3 of these cases, there is no ability to borrow money for redemption, nor is there any money to redeem piecemeal. And as we said before, right, that would appear to be the halacha by Eved Ivri as well. Eino lo v'goel, v'eino goel l'chatzai. So Amar le Mar Zotcher Bei the Rav Mari, the Ravina, ikle mifrach. Ma la'atzad ha'shava shaben, shein kua kocham ligoel b'shana shniya. Tomar b'makdish, yav ha'kocho ligoel b'shana shniya. You know what? You can't really learn from the combination of Bate, Ari, Choma, and Steyachuza to Makdish, because they both lack the capacity to redeem in the second year. Bate, Ari, Choma, because you only have a year to redeem, and Mocher, Steyachuza, because those first 2 years are a refractory period. You can't do anything in it. So, Amar Le Ravina, Mishum De'ika Le'meimar, Eved, Ivriya, Nimkar, Lo'ovi, Kochav, Yochiach, She'yafe, Kocho, Ligal, B'shana, Shnia, Ve'eino lo v'vegoel, v'goel l'chatzah. And as we said before, you cannot borrow the money, you cannot redeem it piecemeal, and nonetheless, we are able to extract one leniency, right, that in the second year, if you have all the money, you are able, and you must, redeem this Eved Ivri, who nimkar le'ove kochavim. And so we learn from that, to the makdish sada, that eino lo v'vegoel, v'eino goel l'chatzah. Okay. So when it comes to all 4 of these institutions, a homestead, a steyachuza, a house in a walled city, batei rechoma, person who consecrated their field, as well as an eved ivri, hanimkar lo v'kochavim, you have to be able to redeem it with your money, in lo v'vegoel, and you have to be able to redeem it all at once. All right. So, boi minei, Rav Huna bar chinina, mei Rav Sheshes, hamocher bayis, v'batei rechoma, Nigal lekrovin, o ein nigal lekrovin. What about the status of relatives? Interesting question. Not the mocher, but relatives. Gulaso gulasim is teachuza gamar mas teachuza ino nigelas lechatzain ve nigelas lekrovin. Avhai nami ein nigal lechatzain ve nigal lekrovin. So maybe we can learn the halacha by steachuza that it can be redeemed by relatives. Odilma. Maybe we can't extend it. So Amar Lei, Eino Nigal. So the response is, indeed, it is not Nigal Bikrovim. It has to be the person themselves. So Esve, Pasuk says, of a chol eretz achuzaschem geula. Titnula aretz. What is that pasuk teaching me? Rashi says, "Kra yaseirahu velo pirei shemayaso." What exactly is this talking about? Bichol eretz achuzaschem. It's clearly expansive. So bichol eretz achuzaschem geula titnu lerabos batim. That tells me to be inclusive of batei arechoma as well as eved ivri. Question is, for which purposes? Okay, Rashi explains, Sheyu nigal in the krovin. That as a matter of fact, batei arechoma and eved ivri are subject to redemption not just by the individuals themselves, but by relatives. So my love, batei arechoma, lo. Batei chatzerim. It's just homes on the open fields. Batei chatzerim behedrik sibahu, al sedeh haaretz yechashev. They're just like fields. So the Gemara says, no, ha'ula kovo chova. That establishes an obligation for the relative to redeem. Any naturally born member of the Jewish people has any, as long as there's more than one Jew in the world, there's the, you know, goalim. You don't have to go and redeem somebody else's property. So when it comes to regular homes, not homes in a walled city, it's actually a chova for the relatives to engage in geula. So the question is, what about batei ari choma and eved ivri? That's why the pasuk says uvichol eretz achuzaschem el lemandam lerabos batei chatzerim mai bichol eretz achuzaschem kasha. That's a good question. That's already been included al sdei haratzi chashev. Seisvei abayi ma tamad lomar yigalenu shlosha pa'amim. Right? Pasuk says it three different times. Achareinim karagu ulat yelo echad miachav yigalenu o dodo o ben dodo yigalenu o misher b'sarim shpachto yigalenu. Three times yigalenu. Lerabos kol haguulos, that all kinds of redemptions haomdos ligoel shenigalos kiseder hazeh, in this order, meaning that relatives always play a role. That's when you're talking about Stei Achuza, or Hamakdish Sader, or Batei Ari Choma, or Eved Ivri. So my love, Batei Ari Choma, Eved Ivri. So again, we resist it. Lo, Batei Chatzir Mestei Achuza. Batei Chatzir Mestei Achuza, Behed Yiksev, Stei Aretzi Chashev. So Kedam Rav Nachan Bar Yitzchak, Lekarov, Karov Kodem. So Hachanami, Lekarov, Karov Kodem. That there's an order to the redemption process. Rashi says, Degabe Stei Achuza Ksev, Uvago Alo Akarov Elav. Below Piresh HaKarov, Karov Kodem, Ki Hacha, the Parish Dodo, and then Ben Dodo. So Vilav Misher Bisaro. So we could say that we learn from Batei Chatzerim to stay Achuza, Karov Karov Kodem, but Eved Ivri and Batei Ari Choma are still left outside looking in. So Hecha Itmar Derv Nachtzitzchak. Aha, Dibai Luhu, you asked. So according to Rabbi, the answer is obvious that there's no redemption. My, what's the halacha? Yalfinan sachir sachir. Should we learn the halacha, the gzereshava of sachir sachir, which we saw before, that just like when it comes to Novid Kochavim, we'll do anything to get him out, so we'll apply that to Eved Ivri and Nimkar Yisrael? Below Darshi Yigalenu, Odilma Yigalenu Lazah, below Lachar. Maybe we reserve this process of Geulas Krovim, for the Eved Ivri Hanimkar the Ovei Kochavir. All right. So that's a fair question. So Tashma Uvichol Eretz Achuzatzchem Geula Titnu LaAretz Bichol Geula Titnu LeRabos Batim. Meaning the Batei Ari Choma, we presume, ve'eved Ivri. My law, Batei Ari Choma, ve'eved Ivri, hanimkar Yisrael, lo, eved Ivri, hanimkar lo v'kochavid. So eved Ivri, hanimkar lo v'kochavid, ve'ed yuksiv be, ododo, bendodo yigalenu. Right, so that's explicit. So the Gemara says, ha'u l'kovo chova, there it's your absolute obligation, ve'afilu l'Rabbi Yoshua, we'll come to that in a second. So that just means it's an obligation in the context of nimkar lo v'kochavim, but in the case of Nimkar li Yisrael, it's a possibility. You have the option. A relative has the option. So Rashi says, "V'afilu Rabbi Yoshua, the Amar Gabe Stei Achuza Rishos, Hacha Mode de Chova de Lo Yitama Beovde Kochavim." We don't want him to become mixed in with the Ovde Kochavim. That's a great threat. So we'll come back to Tosos in a second. So Tashma Matam Balomer Yig Alenu Shoshapamim. Lerabos kol hagulos shenigalos kaseder azeh. My love, again, batei arechoma ve'eved ivri hanimkar liyisrael, lo. Batei chatzerim mistei achuza. Don't we say batei chatzerim behedjiksib behu al stei aretzi chashev? Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak lekarov karov kodem, that within the world of Bate Chatzeros and Stei Achuza, we needed to learn the halacha that the first relative, you know, in terms of the connection. Just take this. Okay. Okay. So the din of Hakarov, Karov Kodev. Okay. So it ends up that we only establish an obligation when it comes to an Eved Ivri, Hanimkar, the Oved Kochavim, as opposed to Nimkar the Israel, and only with respect to Sidei Achuza, and not with respect to Batei Arechov. All right. So we had a number of chumras in the world of Eved Ivri that we spoke about today. Eino Lova v'Nigal, and Eino Nigal l'Chatzai. All right. So Rashi says, quoted by Tosfos, Pirish Bekutras, Afil the Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar, Rabbi Shuk, excuse me, the Amar, the Gabes de Achuza, Rishos, Hachamod, the Avi Chova, Kechlo, Yitam, Ven, Ovde, Kochavim, Mahachalo, Shayach, like Shuye, it's not sensible to ask a Kasha, my Bechol, Bechol, Achuza, Scham, Gula, Titnula, Aret, Tahalo, Nichta, Vahayin Yana, right? It wasn't written in that context. Achiksha, Rabbi Shmuel, Mikutsi, okay, the same place, Hasar Mikutsi, Rav Moshe Kutsi, the smag was from Kevan Demokila Kerb Yeshua Korchach Lo Chazi Lekovo Chova Ella BeEved Ivri Bilvah. So he only thinks that there's an absolute obligation for relatives to redeem in the case of an Eved Ivri Hanimkar Lo Ved Kochavim Im Kein In Hariboy De Bechol Eretz Achuzas Kam Shave Sharela Inin Batei Ere Choma Ein Marbe Kavias Chova Linin Eved Ivri Hu Marbe Chova. So there's an asymmetry when it comes to Eved Ivri. Right, the whole point is that they have to redeem it. When it comes to Batei Arechoma, there's no absolute obligation. Kain, Havale the Meimar, Batei Achatzerim, Ve'eved Ivri, Adim Karl Ovid Kochavim, Ulakovo Chavo Bishteyem. Chor Belazar, Ve'az Havi Riboy Shavet. Right, it would have been better actually to match up Eved Ivri, Adim Karl Ovid Kochavim, with Batei Chatzerim, because there is an obligation, because that's considered like a Stei Achuza, for the relatives to come and redeem it. All right, so the Gemara answer is, Haro l'karov karov kodem, Tosa says, Ushlosha yigalenu asi chad l'gufe, one for the case itself, v'chad b'batei achatzerim, right, homes in the fields, which are like the fields, uv'estei achuza, t'chasa b'chad kra, v'chad l'medrash yigalenu l'zeh v'lo l'acher. And last one teaches me that these are redeemed and nothing else. In other words, batei arechoma, and Eved Ivri, Hanim Karli Yisrael, are outside looking in. Okay. So, again, a number of chumras when it comes to Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri, Hanim Karli Yisrael, is not treated as the Eved Ivri of Nim Karlo Vid Kochavim, where we feel enormous pressure to extract him. Rabbi Yeshua says it's a chova. Eino Nigal Lechatzayin. And Eino Lova V'Nigal, there is no principle of borrowing the money for the sake of redeeming him. Okay. Good. And again, it's important to remember that, like, the whole idea of, an Eved Ivri being Nimkar Lo Vid Kochavim, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, it's a very, it happened because of the person's wrongdoing. You know, so you could have been machmir on the guy, but we're not going to be. See this at a more sympathetic light. Okay. Questions? Okay, so just to review, let's go over the basic dinim again. Stei Achuza, a person sells it, there's a refractory period of 2 years, but then they can redeem it at any point. Relatives must help to redeem it. Echad me'echad yigalenu. O dodo, o ben dodo yigalenu. Karov karov kodim. And if you don't get to it, and Yovel comes back to you. Makdish sadehu. So if you're makdish the sadeh, you have the capacity to redeem it immediately, but it doesn't come back in the yovel year. Batei hachatzerim, homes in an open place, those are like a stei achuza. Batei arechoma, totally different. You have a year to redeem it. Relatives, no. If you don't redeem it within a year, then it's gone. It's considered a chalot. Yovel doesn't help you. And eino nigal lechatzayin, you can't redeem it piecemeal. Ve'eino lova v'nigal. Eved Ivri, it depends. Eved Ivri, nimkar lo v'kochavim, there we're extremely strict. Evet evri hanimkar li Yisrael, you know, we say that, you know, the person would have to redeem themselves. The one, you know, kula, I guess, is im od rabos bashanim, so we don't have shanim rabos and shanim muatos, so it means that we always use the lower number in terms of the redemption, either the kesef miknaso, that's the lower number, or, you know, kifi shanav, whatever he's worth now, if he lowered in price. Yeah. Okay. So, since we paskin by the Eved Ivri that there's no ge'ula l'chatzayin, so if you happen to give part of the money, it's just considered a pikadon. Abaye said, yeah, that could work out l'kula or l'chumra, you know, depending. But, okay. All right. So we'll pick it up there.